The head coach of the Northridgeville Rangers, Luke Durbin. Now, Luke has told me that he has purchased a home here in Lorain County. If you remember last year, Luke came to Northridgeville from Massillon, and he was still commuting back and forth. Now, you've bought the home in Lorain County, but you still got to get back to Massillon tonight. You're still not done with the business down there.
No, not done yet. It'll be another month or two. I'm sure we'll be moving right in the middle of football season, which will be fantastic.
But you got to take your wife on a date night
tonight.
That's
right. I forgot to tell her about this tonight. So it ended up being, hey, you can come with me, get some food. It's a good time.
Well, thanks to Scott and Wendy Wolf that the Durbin marriage is in good shape on Monday night as they got to experience a date night. And, of course, not only Luke having a good time with his wife here at Wolfie's, but talking a little high school football and more specifically Northridgeville Ranger football with us here on WEOL. And, of course, the first thing people talk about with the 2015 Rangers, you got one of the most dynamic players in the whole state, probably nationally ranked recruit in DeMario McCall. But aside from DeMario, what else is there with this team that gets you excited about your football team this year?
Well, last year we struggled at times because we just didn't have anybody besides DeMario that could make plays. So I think this year we're deeper at skill areas. We're a little bit better at skill areas. And hopefully we've got some guys that are going to cause the opposing teams to have to defend them. So if DeMario's in the backfield, hopefully we won't see 9-10 guys in the box because they have to respect our wide receivers. Hopefully if he's out a wide receiver, we got a couple of running backs that I think are pretty good. So if they want to double cover him and triple cover him, we can hurt him in other ways. And that's an area where we really just could not hurt teams last year. We weren't giving the ball to DeMario. We really struggled to do much of anything offensively. I've got my quarterback back. I think he's the least known quarterback in all of Lorain County because he started as a sophomore for 3 games and then dislocated his hip. So at the end of the season, his name's Colin Solinger. He's a good athlete. He's got a great arm. I think he's going to have a great year as a junior quarterback. And, like I said, he's somebody the teams aren't aware of.
So when you've got a kid like DeMario McCall, how tempting is it just to say, man, DeMario is going to win or lose this game for us? And yet, on the other side, as you just said, you've got to get all these other kids involved as well. How fine of a line is that?
Well, it's a very clear line this year because, we went 5-5 last year. So if it was as easy as just giving the ball to DeMario, we should have went 10-0. So, I don't think there's any hesitation to spread the ball around. That's what we need to do. Having other athletes on the field will only help DeMario. If we got other guys making plays, they have to defend other people, and it's going to open things up for him.
Rob? Second year head coach at Northridgeville, what'd you learn? What's the biggest thing you learned from last year that you think can help you be better this year?
Well, for me personally, as first year head coach last year, it's step back and make sure I'm doing a good enough job coaching the coaches on exactly what I want them to do in practice. I had 4 coaches hired after July 15th last year. So it was very hard for us to all get on the same page. My father was the offense coordinator, and he basically ran the offense. I basically ran the defense. And I think guys were hesitant to coach because they weren't quite sure. So my dad and I had to coach more. The more we coach, kind of the less some other coaches coached. And I think it's better this year because it's everybody's second year. It's tough when you get guys hired basically August 1st to coach football and try to get on the same page with everything. So second year through, everybody knows the system. The players know the system. It's a better pickup. The coaches know the system. They're more confident coaching, and I think it's going to make for a much better season.
Going to the new league, I know you're still a relatively newcomer to the area, but just your thoughts on going to the Southwest Conference.
It keeps reminding me of the Federal League where I'm from in Stark County. Every team, even if it's considered a down year for a team, every game is a battle. Anybody can win. You got to go in with your head on straight every single game. You look from our schedule from week 1 through week 10, and there's not a game you can say, oh, that's a win. Check that one off. Because it's a well-rounded league. We've got some great teams. I think the middle-level teams that people aren't necessarily talking about are really interesting. North Ridgeville, North Olmsted, Westlake, Olmsted Falls, some of those that are below probably Avon, Midview, and Maria for the past couple of years. I think those teams are really talented, including ourselves, and any one of them can make a run for the championship. Hopefully it's us.
And, of course, Westlake dipped into that Massillon pool
right.
with Coach Hall. Obviously, you know him pretty well. How do you anticipate that working out
well, you know,
Coach
I got to tell you, the whole thing is I work for Coach Hall. He's worked for Elder. DeLuca at Olmsted Falls and I went to college together. My brother, student, taught at Avon Lake with Coach Lugos. You know, it's like I know all the coaches. You know, I've only been up here for, you know, this is just starting the second year. And every time we play somebody, it's somebody that I know really well. So it's going to be fun, especially that battle with Westlake going against Jason, your former boss. You know, that's one that you always want to get a win in.
And real quick, to follow up on what Rob asked you about this second year, just how much more comfortable are you now as a second-year head
much
coach?
Much more comfortable. You know the kids better. You know what they can do. You can put them in better positions to win. You know the coaches better, what they're good at. Make sure they're doing the right things. You know the school better. You know the little quirks that ticked me off the first year I'm used to now, and the things that are good I'm used to. And you know, everything's much smoother second year in the program.
There we go. Hey, we appreciate you stopping up tonight. See, now it'll be a peaceful, happy ride home with the wife.
Yeah, for an hour. At least I made her happy.
That's how it goes. Hey, looking forward to talking to you every week for the Forecast Show.
Yep.
Thanks, Luke.
All right, thank you for having me.
Thanks for stopping by. Luke Durbin, the head coach of the North Ridgeville Rangers, joining us here at the head table. As they head into that Southwestern Conference, along with Avon and Midview and Lakewood, formerly of the West Shore Conference, joining the likes of Avon Lake and Amherst and Westlake and Eau Falls and North Olmsted. That's going to be a fun league.